从信仰来看，我们一生有三件事情需要做。
And in our faith, there are three things that we must do.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians, chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第一章第九节。
First Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 9.
因为他们已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像，归向神。要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Verse 9. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Verse 10. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
这里提到三件事情。
And here brings up three things.
第一件事情,
the first
归向神,
is to turn to God.
第二件事情,
the second thing
服侍神,
is to serve the living and true God.
第三件,
and the third thing
等候神,
is to wait for his son from heaven.
这是我们信仰的一个三大的内容。
And these are the three chapters.
那这三件事情互相都有关系的。
And these three things are related to one another, each other.
其实我们现在每一天活着都在等候神。
And every day that we are living, we are waiting for God.
就是主耶稣从天降临。
And that is for Jesus Christ to come down from heaven.
那是世界的末了。
And that is the end of the world.
也是新天新地的开始。
And it's the beginning of the new heaven and new earth.
主耶稣再来又救我们脱离将来的愤怒。
And when Jesus comes down, he is rescuing us from the coming wrath.
这个将来的愤怒就是他的审判。
And this wrath is judgment.
要救我们进入他永远的国度。
And that we may enter into his eternal kingdom.
这是基督徒最大、最后、最荣耀的盼望。
And this is the last and greatest hope for a Christian.
这是我们信耶稣的目的。
And this is our goal as for Christians.
我们大家都很感谢神，我们有一个这样的盼望。
And we are thank God that we have this kind of hope.
我每一次去访问，特别是看生病的同龄或者到 nursing home 去访问，我都有一个感觉。
And whenever I am visiting members who are ill or people in nursing homes,
就是我们信耶稣有盼望，真的是很好。
And that is that as Christians, because we have hope, is very good.
当一个人到生命的尽头。
And when a person reaches the end of,
尽头对
end of life, when a person reaches the end of their life,
如果一个人没有盼望，是何等的可怜。
And if they do not have hope, it is very pitiful.
所以这个世界说我们要等候神。
And so in here it tells us that we must wait for God.
但是主耶稣再来之前，
however, before God comes,
我们要服侍他。
We must serve him.
服侍他才能够等候他。
And we must serve him in order to wait for him.
因为主耶稣再来要算账。
Because after that, we must pay our debt to God.
照着他给我们的恩赐，他要跟我们算账。
And he will hold us accountable for the blessings that he has given to us.
凡是忠心服侍的，都要进到他的国来享受神的福气。
And those who have been faithful and have been serving the Lord will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这里特别说，又真又活的神。
And here it says that a God that is living and true.
为什么要服侍这个真神？
Why must we serve the true God?
这个真就是不会改变。
And that true means that he's not changing.
这个就是服侍的价值。
And that is the benefit of serving.
我们地上一切都会改变。
Because everything in this world changes.
有时候我们再想想你如果从三十岁上班到六十五岁。
And if we think about from the time when we're working at the age of 30 to the age of 65,
差不多有三十年的时间了，差不多卖给公司的。
And about 30 of those years are given to your company.
那从公司得到回报就是一些金钱。
And what you get from the company, receive from the company is your salary.
但是这些都会变的。
However, these things change.
有时候得钱多少，当然生活就没有顾虑。
And
我们赚了钱了，生活就没有顾虑。
And from the money that we receive,
worry.
Oh, and we from the money that we get, we worry.
但是我们也常常觉得，只是工作在那赚钱，这样好像也找不到人生的意义在哪里。
And just working and get for your salary, you not know what the purpose of it is.
难道人生活着就是天天为着上班赚钱这样而已吗
？And is the purpose of our life just to work and get paid？
那当我们在服侍神。
However, in our servitude toward God,
忽然间我们找到我们生活的意义。
And that is how we find the purpose of our life,
就是服侍神。
Which is to serve God.
这里说是真神。
And here it says that he is a true God.
就是他的价值不会消失。
And so his worth will not disappear.
所以人活着有价值一定要服侍。
So, and if a person wants to live a life that is worth, then they must serve.
所以保罗才说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And that is why Paul says that the crown of righteousness is what he awaits.
这个就是服事的果效。
And that is the fruit of your servitude.
自战之间的苦要成就极重无比的荣耀。
And the suffering you receive on earth is
要成就天国很大的荣耀。
Is for that you may receive great glory in heaven.
那个自战之间的苦楚不是指的工作上，是指的服事上。
And this great work is not your work, but in servitude.
所以这个服事的价值是非常的真实。
So there is great worth in servitude.
那下面又说活神。
And the second is that it says that he's a living God.
我们大家都有经验，你在公司服事，如果你得到老板喜欢，你一定会有一个好处。
And we may experience that in the workplace. If your boss is pleased with you, then you will receive extra.
那如果我们在服事神哦，神对我们会有一个回应。
So when we serve God, God will respond to us.
那这个回应就是我们的体验。
And that is our experience.
所以一个人如果信仰都没有体验，很可能他没有在服事神。
So if a person does not experience God in their faith, that means that they may not be serving God enough.
如果他真的很忠心在服事神，他会对神有很深刻的体验。
And if a person is able to serve God, then they will have great many experiences with God.
所以我们在圣经里面看到这些服事的人哦，他们的生活都充满神的恩典。
And in the Bible, we can see many people who serve the Lord, and they receive many blessings.
信仰变成很活泼。
And there is much life in their faith.
所以说，我们要服事又真又活的神。
So the God, we must serve the living and true God.
那为着要服事神。
So and to serve God.
我们要归向神。
We must turn to Him.
有的人想服事神，但是没有办法。
And some people want to serve God but are unable.
因为他世界上有好多事情好重要。
Because there are many things in the world that they consider very important.
那个这些很重要的事情，差不多已经就占满了他的人生。
And the important things in their life take the time all up.
所以他没有办法服侍神。
So they're not able to serve God.
那这个服侍人就是要离弃偶像。
And that is so to turn to God, to turn away from idols.
偶像是什么？
So what are idols?
就是比神还重要的就是偶像。
And anything that is turned to God are idols.
要服侍神的人，他必须生活有一些改变。
So for a person to turn to God, they must have changes in their lifestyle.
甚至需要考虑换职业。
And they might consider changing a new job.
你才有办法服侍神。
So that you can be able to serve the Lord.
那这个叫做离弃偶像。
And that is to turn away from idols.
归向神才能服侍他。
And in order so that you can turn to God and serve Him.
那有时候我们常常讲，我很想服侍神。
And many times we may think that we want to serve the Lord.
但是到底我要做什么？
But what can I do?
教会我也没有办法讲道。
I cannot give a sermon.
那很多的工作我也没有那个恩赐。
And there are many things in church work that but I do not have the blessing to do it.
那到底我要做什么？
So what can I do?
我们就来看主耶稣升天以前对门徒最一个交代。
So let us look at the commandment that that the Lord Jesus gave to the disciples before he ascended to heaven.
那这个最后一个交代就是最重要。
And this last commission is the most important.
就是主耶稣把他还没有做完的工作交代给门徒。
And he gave Lord Jesus Christ gave the disciples the work that he had not yet complete.
那今天就是交代给我们。
And in turn, that responsibility, that great commission is given to us.
我们看马可十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark 16.
十五节。
Verse 15.
又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”
请读。15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
这里主耶稣吩咐门徒要出去往普天下去传福音给万民听。
So here Jesus Christ commissioned to the disciples to go into all the world and preach the good news.
那这个万民啊，就世界上每一个人。
And that is to preach to every single person in this world.
那我们怎么有可能？我们有职业家庭，怎么有可能？
So how is this possible? Because we have families and work.
就是神放我们每一个人在社会上每一个阶层。
And so in every aspects of our life, God gave us.
有的在公司，有的在学校。
Some of us are in school or in work, at work.
在各种不同的地方。
In all different places.
接触世界上各种不同的人。
We encounter many different kinds of people in the world.
就是有一个目的。
And that there is a goal.
要把我们福音传给各个角落、各种不同层面的人。
And that is that we must preach to all these different types of people.
所以有时候神把我们放在哪一个地方哦，不单是为着工作，也为着完成他的使命。
And when if God places us somewhere, then it is not only just to do work, but also to preach His word.
那这个万民就是世界每一个国家。
And this, all the world is every country in this world.
我们现在在意大利有差不多100个信徒。
And in Italy, we have about 100 members.
那在西班牙差不多有60个信徒。
And in Spain, we have 60 members.
那在希腊差不多有50个信徒。
Israel?
Greek.
Oh, Greek. We have 60
个。
Oh, in Greece, we have 50 members.
Yeah.所以在这个欧洲这个新开拓的地区合起来大概有200个信徒。
And with
Europe.
Oh, in Europe, we have about 200.
对，这个以前我们从来没有想过的。
And this is not something we might have not have thought about before.
就最近在三四年开始就实现了。
And it is when these last three or four years occurred.
就是我们在中国大陆有很多的信徒啊。搬家搬到那个地方去。
And we have many members who move over there to that area.
那搬到那边呢，当然刚开始的原因就是为着赚钱。
And the initial reason for people to move over there is to earn money.
那他们到那个地方啊，常常就有两个问题。
And when they reach their new living area, they encounter two problems.
第一个问题是我们要落地生根。
And the first is that they must establish themselves there.
我是要落地生根哦。落地生根这个。
Be rooted.
好像一个种子啊，落在地上就这里生根了，就不再走了。
And that is that they want to be planted in that area, so they will not move.
不再走了哈。
And they will not, yeah, they will not move.
那另外一种呢，就是落叶要归根。落叶，落叶归根就是叶子枯了就要归到根了。就掉下来归到根里面。
They will.
也就是说，他们到那边上班以后啊，赚了钱就要回大陆去了。那个叫做落叶归根了。
And so, the second type of people are people who go there for work, and after earning money, they will leave.
那有的就不走了，我要落地生根，我来到这边就不走了。
And the other type is the people who want to remain there and not move.
所以每一个人头脑都是这两个问题一直在想。
So there are and these are two different ways that people think about.
我是要留下来呢，赚钱呢，就在这边定居呢，还是我要赚完钱回去
？And is whether or not am I going to stay in this new country and build my family here, or am I going to go back?
那有的人就用信仰的观点来对他们建议。
And sometimes, and this many people use their faith to make that decision.
They give them a suggestion.
Oh, for a suggestion.
保罗在罗马书里面、他曾提过他有一个志向要传福音到西班牙。
And,
保罗在罗马书有提到、他有一个什么有一个 plan, 要 传福音到西班牙。
Spain. Okay. And for Paul, he had a plan that he wanted to preach the gospel until he reached to Spain.
Yeah. 但是这个愿望没有完成。
However, this was not able to be fulfilled.
但我们中国大陆的信徒完成了保罗的心愿。
So here and presently, some of our members were able to complete this.
现在在西班牙大概有两个聚会点。
And there are two places of worship in Spain.
那每个礼拜六、都有聚会。
And every Saturday there is service.
那有一个地方在马德里，它首都 Madrid 啊、这个是租一个、旅店 hotel 的一个房间、在聚会。
And one service place is in Madrid, and they rent a hotel a room in the hotel.
不是很方便、但是总是有一个地方聚会。
And this is not very easy to access, but at least they have a place of worship.
大概最多曾经有二十几个人聚会。
And at most, there are 20 people who go attend service.
那他们就了解说神让他们搬到这里是有使命的。
And that God, and this helps them to understand that there's a purpose for them to move over to that area.
所以后来他就跟那个旅店的老板传福音。
And after the people members there preached to the owner of the hotel.
结果那个一个老姐妹啊，这个旅店的老板啊，后来来信主。
And it was and afterwards the hotel owner came to believe.
那他也参加聚会。
And attended service.
那另外一个聚会点是在一个家庭。
And the other place for worship is in someone's home.
他到西班牙大概是十年以上。
And this family has been in Spain for about 10 years.
那生意有一点成就。
And business?
赚一点钱。
And the family has made money in there.
所以他有一个房子。
So they have a house.
就每个礼拜六把房子打开来，就在他家聚会。
And they open the house every Saturday for service.
所以对道理逐渐明白之后，他们就想说，应该是要在这边落地生根，就是为着福音。
And so the members then decide that they will establish themselves there so that they can preach the gospel.
那希腊，如果我们看那个保罗去传福音，曾经在雅典在那里证道。
And so if we look at Greece, Paul actually preached to
Athens.
Yeah. So Paul actually preached to the city of Athens.
那现在我们中国大陆的信徒在那边开始有聚会。
And now our members there have started to have service there.
感谢神啊，所以逐渐他们开始在申请教会。
And
教会的注册。
And they are right now. They are in the process of getting a chapel, registering the church there.
所以教会能够变成合法。
So that their church can become legal.
那在意大利。
And in Italy.
他们有两个地方集中信徒也集中在那。
There are two places that members are located.
保罗最后一个宣道的点是在罗马。
And the last place that Paul preached to was Rome.
他从耶路撒冷坐船一直坐到罗马，最后就死在罗马。
And so he actually was on a took a boat from Jerusalem until Rome, and he died in Rome.
那他在罗马大部分的时间都是在卫道。
And most of the time that he spent in Rome was in
defend the faith.
Oh, was to defend the faith.
现在我们的信徒开始在那边开始传福音。
And our members there have begun to preach the gospel there.
所以这个让我们想到神为着要完成他的使命，真的有很奇妙的方法。
And so it's miraculous to see that in order for God to help us complete this great commission.
在主耶稣这个使徒时代就是借着移民这样传出去的。
And it is through immigration.
使徒时代。
Oh, and in the possible in the apostolic time, it was through the spreading of all the Christian believers that the gospel was spread.
就是借着移民啊。
Immigration.
Yeah.
Oh, it's through immigration.
And
because the members in Jerusalem were persecuted, so the immigrated to different places, and that is how the gospel was spread.
那这个末世的真教会是从中国大陆开始。
And end times, the church, the church came from mainland China.
啊，那我们就发现这真的很奇妙啊，现在。啊，中国人移民到全世界各地。
And we find it very miraculous that there are many Chinese people moving to different countries.
啊，当然也到了美国。
And of course, to America.
所以我们对移民各地的信徒都需要给他们一个了解。
And so we must understand the members who have immigrated.
就是神差遣我们到每一个地方，从属灵上来讲是有目的的。
So that God chose us to go to different, many different places because He has a purpose for us to be there.
就是要往普天下去传福音。
And that is to preach the gospel, good news to all creation.
给万民来听。
And to all the world, so all can hear.
所以我们现在真教会的这个传播跟使徒时代的发展也是相当类似的。
And so if we can see that from our growth today, and compared to the in the apostolic time, are very similar.
那为什么要传福音
？So why must we preach the gospel？
啊，因为这非常的重要。
And that is because this is very important.
啊，十六节一直到十八节在讲传福音有两个重要性。
And so from chapter 16, verse 16 to 18, it gives us two points about why preaching gospel is important.
十六节说，信而受洗必然得救。
And in verse 16, it says, whoever believes and baptized will be saved.
这是第一个重要性。
And that is the first importance.
是得救问题。
And it is, it is for salvation.
那第二个重要性。
And the second.
就是十七节。
Is in verse 17.
信而受洗的人必有神迹随着他们。
And that those who believe will, these signs will accompany them.
那这个神迹啊，就是我们仔细读下去，这个神迹大部分就是指着神的恩典，帮助我们解决生活的困难。
And if we continue reading, these signs and miracles are God's miracles to help us solve the problems that we encounter in our lives.
哦，所以为什么要传福音
？So why must we preach the gospel？
第一个最重要的原因就是为着他们得救。
And the most important is so that people may receive the news and be baptized.
那得救
and saved.
啊，那得救是什么
？And what does it mean to be saved？
我们先来看保罗对得救的解释。
And let us look at Paul's explanation of salvation.
使徒行传二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts 26.
这是神对保罗的启示。
And
主耶稣对保罗的启示。
And this is a revelation that Jesus Christ gave to Paul.
我们看二十六章十八节。
Let's turn to Acts 26, verse 18.
我差你们到他们那里去，叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
18. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我们听到了福音，眼睛就开了。
Once we have heard the gospel, our eyes will be open.
就看到了灵界。
And we will receive sight about spiritual insight.
我们就知道得救是这么重要。
And that is why salvation is so important.
得救是从黑暗归向光明。
And it is because it's from we are receiving, turning from dark into light.
黑暗代表死亡。
And darkness represents death.
黑暗代表罪恶。
And also sin.
所以人如果不认识耶稣，没有得救，是活在死亡的阴影下，活在罪恶的控制下。
And if we do not receive salvation, we are in darkness and we are living in sin.
这个是没有盼望的。
And this is there is no hope.
哦，所以一个人没有得救，在世界上等于是，很可怜的人。
So for a person to not receive the gospel is very, very sad.
那第二个，从撒旦的权下归向神。
And the second is that from they will be from the power of Satan to God.
虽然我们活在美国。
So even though we live in America.
如果我们没有得救。
If we do not receive salvation.
我们还是活在魔鬼的 掌管下。
We are still living under the power of Satan.
这是灵界的一种控制。
And this is a spiritual kind of control.
是人没有办法脱离的。
So, and something that we cannot escape by ourselves.
那得救才能够进到神的国。
And it is through salvation that we are able to enter into the kingdom of God.
那得救是蒙赦罪。
And the kingdom of God is so that we can be forgiven.
赦罪啊。罪是什么?
So what is sin?
罪就是病。
And sin is a type of disease or illness.
是没有办法医的病。
And it is an illness that cannot be healed.
罪就是债。
And sin is a debt.
没有办法偿还的债。
And it is a debt that we cannot repay.
所以人没有得救是活在没有办法医的病，没有办法偿还的债里面。
So if a person is living in sin, that means that we are unable to be healed or to be able to repay the debt.
那得罪了，得救了，就是病得医治，债得偿还。
And so to be saved means that we are to be healed and that we are able to be forgiven for our debts.
最后一个，得救的就是有来世的富足。
And the last thing is that those who are saved are sanctified.
来世的富足。
Here.
来世的富足。来世未来的富足。
Oh, and that they will be able to have hope in the future.
富足 in rich.
Oh, they will receive riches in the future.
这个叫做天国的基业。
And that is our treasure in heaven.
所以主耶稣吩咐门徒说信而受洗必然得救，这很重要。
So when God tells them that in order to be saved you must be baptized is very important.
这是我们传福音，就是爱别人。
And so when we preach the gospel is to show love to others.
这是最重要的。
And this is the most important.
我们回来看使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 16.
十七节。
Verse 17.
说信的人必有神迹随着。
And in these signs will accompany those who believe.
那下面就是赶鬼，说新方言。
And in the, underneath that it says, in my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues.
手拿蛇，喝什么毒物也不受害。
And they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all.
那手按病人，病人就好了。
And they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well.
就是人没有办法解决的问题，借着祷告就可以得解决。
And it is that problems that we encounter that we cannot solve by ourselves, we can solve them through prayer.
这个就是今生的恩典。
And this is a blessing from God.
所以我们接受主的这个大使命来传福音，让人有属灵的恩典，也有今生的恩典。
And so, So by taking on God's great commission to preach to all the world, good news to all creation, that we not only receive spiritual benefits, but also physical benefits.
这会把人的问题从根本上解决，就是让他来认识神。
And so that he will able to have, so that they will be able to come to know God more.
可以从问题的最根本来解决。
And they will and fix the root of the problem.
因为人的问题是因为离开神。
Because the problem of humans is that they have left God.
离开神，失去神的恩典。
And that they have left God and have lost God's blessing.
活在神的咒诅中，所以今天我们人问题这么多。
And so that we do not live with God, so that is why there are many problems.
那得救就来回来重建这个关系，这个关系建立之后，很多的问题都没有了。
So for when we come to be saved, then we are reconnecting with God, and so that these problems will be solved.
所以这是神对我们的吩咐，每个人都可以做的服侍神的方法，传福音。
And this is a command that God gives to all of us, so that and that is to preach the gospel.
我们看二十节。
That's the at verse 20.
门徒出去到处传福音，主跟他们同工，用神迹奇事证明所传的道。
Verse 20, then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his words by the signs that accompanied it.
我们仔细看到，门徒不是去传神迹。
And if we look closely, the disciples did not go to preach miracles.
门徒是去传福音。
And what they were to preach is the gospel.
所以福音能够救人的灵魂。
Because the gospel is what is able to save the soul of man.
但是神迹能够救人的肉体。
But miracles are able to save the physical.
我们今生的困难。
And our the difficulties that we encounter.
所以他们去是传福音，然后神用这些恩典加上去，让他们有体验。
So when they preach the gospel, the blessing of God is accompanies it, the gospel.
这就是今天我们主要我们做的事情。
And this is what God wants us to do.
我们如果看我们宗教教育有三个目标。
And if we look at our religious education, there are three goals.
第一个就是灵德，希望他们有属灵的品德。
And that is that they can have spiritual virtues.
像主耶稣一样。
To be like Jesus.
第二个有灵智。
And the second is to have
spiritual wisdom.
Oh, to have spiritual wisdom.
这个灵智是从圣经的知识来的。
And that is through knowledge of the Bible.
我们对圣经懂得越多，我们属灵上越有判断力。
And the more that we know about the Bible, the more that we have hope.
第三个就是灵力。
And the second is to have power in the spirit.
就是让他们祷告得胜。
And that is to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果在一个正常的宗教教育这样教养长大的小孩子，应该灵德、灵智、灵力都有。
And so for a child who has gone through the religious education, they should have power in spirit, to have spiritual wisdom and spiritual virtues.
但是这样宗教教育有什么问题？
And if religious education encounters any problems.
所以最近这个宗教教育的这个手册改了。
Handbook. And recently, the religious education handbook has changed. It's been.
就是加一条传福音。
Has been revised to add another goal, which is to preach the gospel.
因为我们过去在宗教教育训练很多的信很多的青年。
Because we have trained many, many youths.
我发现青年品德也很好，很会祷告，圣经也很熟，但是就是不会传福音。
And because we have seen that many youths, they are able to have great power in the spirit and spiritual virtues and no knowledge of the Bible, but are unable to preach the gospel.
所以现在宗教教育的目标加一条。
So they have added a new goal for religious education.
就是这个大使命，要传福音。
Which is to the Great Commission and is to preach the gospel.
因此，现在宗教教育的教材里面呢，都把我们真耶稣教会的十大信条都这样用比例的把它加进去。
And for all in our texts, for religious education texts, the 10 basic beliefs have been added into them.
所以，希望以后我们所教养出来的青年有传福音的使命。也有传福音很具体的这种真理的装备。
And so that they, so that the youth in the future, will be able to preach the gospel and have knowledge about how to preach.
那我们每一个信徒也都需要有这种装备。
And so, however, for every member, we must also have the same, be prepared in the same way.
就是我们走到哪个地方，神给我们机会，就是要带领人来信主。
And it is that no matter where we go, if God gives us the opportunity, we will be able to preach the gospel.
所以有一个姐妹在做房地产，她常常对她的客人说。
And a sister who was in real estate, like many times, will talk to her clients.
我生意做完，我现在告诉你一个最宝贵的。
And now that we have finished the business, that there's something that I want to tell you that is most precious.
就是我要介绍主耶稣给你。
And that is I will introduce Jesus Christ to you.
我想这样的态度是非常对的。
And this I feel that this is a very good and correct attitude.
因为生意接触很多的人，她找机会就介绍福音。
Because in her work she'll encounter many different people, and there are many great opportunities to preach the gospel.
那越多人带慕道朋友来，越多人听到道理，我们能够信主的人越来越多。
And the more that we preach the gospel, the more people that are able to come to church and to be baptized.
这就是我们服侍神的方法。
And this is a way for us to serve the Lord.
也就是。主耶稣给我们一个大使命的目的。
And this is the goal of the Great Commission that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to us.
要往普天下去传福音给万人听。
And that is to go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
284。
Hymn 284.